and you share a story like this with your distributor, all of a sudden they're going to think, you know what? I don't want to have my neighbor really upset with me. I better make this list as big as I can. Again, the worst case scenario is that my notification letter or postcard or email gets thrown away. No big deal. And you share a story like this, you've shifted your distributor from thinking like a distributor, a non-leader, to start thinking like a leader. Now, you can share a few more stories. Another story you could share with them is you could say something like this. You could say, imagine that you're at your cousin's second wedding. And you're sitting there and you're having a great time, and all of a sudden you go to have dinner. And everybody's sitting down. There's about 20 different tables, and you sit down at one of those tables. And as you're sitting there, you notice that your aunt, who's been drinking a whole bunch of that free champagne, she's a bubbly and talkative, and she sits down at your table, and you say, hey, this is going to be an entertaining evening. And as she sits down, she looks at everybody at the table, and she says, you wouldn't believe my good fortune. I just started a part-time networking business from home, and I'm going to earn a fortune. I'm so excited about it, I just couldn't wait to tell you. And the name of the company is, and she mentions your company name. Now, you're sitting there going, wow, this isn't really very good, because had I notified my aunt, maybe she'd be in my business, and I'd be really excited about the fact that she's going to talk to everybody at this table. But the reality is that she joined with somebody else. But it gets worse, because now she's sitting there, and she looks at the person to her left, and she says, have you heard of this company? And that person to her left is going to have to answer. And then she goes to the next person at the table, and she says, have you heard of this company? And they're going to have to answer. And all of a sudden, it dawns upon you that at some point, she's going to get to you, and she's going to say, hey, buddy, have you heard of this company? And what are you going to tell her? Are you going to say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that company. Matter of fact, I've been with them for 2 years, and it's pretty exciting. But I thought, you know, I'm not going to tell you about it because you're just, well, you're too much of an idiot to do well in this business. I mean, what are you going to tell her? It's going to be pretty awkward. But if you thought that was bad, imagine this. 6 months later, you go down to your national company convention, an event. And like we said earlier, make sure to attend your events. It's the magic of the business. And you're sitting there at the convention, and they make all these announcements of new products, and then you hear from the top leaders, and they share with you their secrets about how they built their business really big. And then towards the end of the evening on the second night, there's a thing called recognition. And if you've never been to a live event where you see people being recognized for their achievements in your company, I'm telling you, you've missed out. It's one of the most emotional moments that you're ever going to live through. It's amazing. I love that part of the conventions, because you see ordinary people achieving extraordinary things. And as you're watching these people come up on stage, they talk about, you know, one pin level to the next pin level to the next pin level, and now they're introducing people that are, you know, near the top of the company. And all of a sudden, over the loudspeakers, you hear your aunt's name, and you go, nah, that can't be possible. It can't be that aunt. And you look up on stage, and there she is. And she sees you in the audience. She winks at you as she accepts her award and starts sharing with her, how, you know, everybody, how great her business is. And now you're sitting there. You're going, wow, this really hurts. Because if she was in my business, can you imagine my bonus check right now? Every week could be incredible. And at worst, you're probably thinking, well, you know, she's 5 pin levels higher than I am. And life's not fair because I've been to more meetings. I've studied the compensation plan till 3 o'clock in the morning more often. I've watched more videos. I've been to more conferences. I've been helping people register at the door of the opportunity meetings more often. And you come up with all these reasons why you should be at a higher level than she is. And then you start to justify and you say, well, you know what? She's older than I am, so I have 20 years to catch her. Not a big deal. Or maybe you say, she has a really big TV at her house, so people actually, when they watch the, you know, opportunity video, they get more out of it. Or she has some friends at the home office, and, you know, they just sneak her a leader here and there every once in a while. You know, that doesn't happen, but, you know, you're thinking that it does. And you're thinking, well, maybe the first 3 people she talked to, they all joined the business, and they were all leaders, like top distributors. Yeah, she got lucky. But the reality, you know deep inside, that what your aunt was really good at was notifying people that she was in the business. That was her big advantage over you. And she taught every one of her leaders to do the same thing. Every one of the new distributors she sponsored, because of her sheer enthusiasm, she probably sat through some kind of a notification to make sure that everybody's warm market was notified. And you know, we were mentioning Orion Sala earlier. Well, one of the things that he told me was this. He says, when you sit down with a new distributor, I immediately try to make a list with them through notification. And the people that respond, we go meet with them right away to do a two-on-one presentation. And after 10 two-on-one presentation, my new distributor has all the training they need to be able to go build this business. And he says, in the worst case scenario, where we don't sponsor any of them, or none of them buy product, maybe the distributor will quit. But at least I still have 10 people that I can go talk to and continue to build my business. And he says, in most cases, one or two of them will join, eight or nine of them will buy the product, and your new distributor is off to a flying success. And that makes a lot of sense. But it's easier to do if you know how to do notification, because your new distributor is more likely to create that list of names. So here's how you might want to think about it. If you opened up a shoe store at the local mall, would you grab a bunch of shoe boxes and bring them over for Thanksgiving dinner and say, hey, here's some shoes for you, buy them now? Or would you tell all your friends, relatives, neighbors, and coworkers and say, look, I just opened up a shoe store at the local mall. The next time you're in the market for shoes, I want you to think about my store first. Can you come and buy it from me? Let me at least show you what I have to offer. And bring a friend or two. That's how notification works. It's that simple. You would do that in real life. Why change it when you join network marketing? So that's one way to start thinking, you know, how like a leader would think right from the get-go when you sponsor somebody new. The notification principle.
You mentioned two stories that will stick with people. You know, you can study the compensation plan, you could study presentation skills, but those two stories that you shared with us, people are going to remember. Now, we're sitting here at, I don't know, what is it, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Most people are at work. We're by your pool. It's 80 degrees. The breeze is blowing, so if you hear that on the tape, we heard the garbage man. I think we heard the ice cream man as well. But how do you share a lifestyle story? Obviously, we could go to your house and say, hey, network marketing really works, but somebody that's brand new, hey, they're making, you know, $26,000 a year, they don't have a lifestyle story, they don't have a success story. How can they use your power of stories so it's more impactful? So in other words, if we do a presentation and the person doesn't join, but we shared the story, it'll kind of stick with them. What's a good way that you do stuff like that?
Well, I'll tell you, a lifestyle. Some people will join at first because they desperately need that extra paycheck. I mean, the end of the month shows up and they're still struggling to pay the bills from the previous month. And so for them, lifestyle is something that, even though they like to hear about it, it's like it's not even a concern for them at that point. And here's, you know, one leadership way of looking at this business is when you run across a distributor that really they've joined and they desperately need a check. I mean, that's they need it. Life is pretty bad. And you know what? That's more people than not. Is that when they have that desperation and they're going to talk to their prospects will sense that desperation. And if they sense that desperation, it's like there's blood out there, right? Like wolves after a pack of, you know, they smell the blood. The shark smells the blood in the water. And they're not likely to join, because they feel that the distributor is desperate to get them, because the need is for the distributor to get them so they can get a bonus check. So one of the things that you might want to do is if you sponsor somebody brand new, first step that you might want to take is you might want to ask them, how much money do you need to make on a monthly basis in order to pay your bills? Now that might be a kind of a personal question to ask somebody, but here's the challenge to you. If you sponsor somebody, well, in reality, you're going to be working with them hopefully for the next 10 years. And once they're successful, you're going to be on the cruises with them and the national conventions. So that's somebody that you should get to know pretty well. So say, for example, I'm talking to my friend Carlos and I say, well, how much money do you need on a monthly basis to just get by? And he says, all right, well, my rent is this much and my car payment is this much. This is how much I spend on gas. This is how much I spend on food. This is how much I spend on my girlfriend. And we add it up and it says it's $1,700 a month. Well, here's the first challenge you might want to get, is you might want to help Carlos, or what I would do is I would help Carlos earn enough money so that we can take $1,700 and put it away in the bank. And here's what that'll do. If he knows that there is $1,700 sitting in the bank, then all of a sudden he does not become as desperate to sponsor the very next person that he's talking to. Because he knows that if we have an absolute horrible month and we don't sponsor anybody and nothing happens on his team, he still has that money sitting there so that he can live off of it the next month. Now, I'm not saying he should quit his job, but if he has that money sitting there, his confidence level is going to go much higher than before. And I think it's at that point, when you have a distributor that is no longer in desperation mode, that you can begin to maybe talk a little bit about lifestyle. And, you know, the shortcut to teaching people about lifestyle is to get them on some kind of a trip with you. I mean, Keith, you and I, we love to go on cruises. And you know what? In reality, cruises are not that expensive. I mean, you can go on a cruise. How much would a one-week cruise cost these days?
For a couple, $2,000 plus airfare.
Yeah,
$2,400.
And that's a really nice cruise. And if you really did some shopping around, you might get it for $800 per person or less. Well, what you might want to do is, you know, as a team, as you're building, you might want to consider doing one or two cruises a year. And we do an MLM cruise. It's something that your family, you know, started for 9 years in a row now. I've been on the cruise for 7 years. And if you go to MLMcruise.com, you'll see one cruise that we do generically with the industry. But if you can get one of your leaders to get on a cruise and spend a week with other distributors or other leaders in the network marketing industry, that's probably the fastest way to get them hungry for that lifestyle. Because once they experience it one time, they say, you know what, that was a heck of a lot of fun, and I want to incorporate that into my life forever. Is it going to be hard to do that? Well, that's a mindset. That's up to you. You can decide, oh, it's too hard to get distributors on a cruise, or you might say, you know what, a really fast way to success for me is to this year get 20 of my leaders on a cruise somehow and see what happens from there.
So it's kind of like the principle, take them as far as they can see it and take them farther.
Yeah.
In other words, when you get somebody, you know, you can make $1 million. We've seen people make $1 million a month in network marketing. You get somebody that's making $26,000 a year, there's just no way they can believe that. So
right.
You just kind of make them believe that, first of all, they can have a month's income in a savings account, and then just keep them taking farther and farther.
Yep, keep taking them further. And you bring up a great point. You know, if somebody's living in a condo that's $50,000, that's the worth of the condo. Either they own it or they pay rent. It is probably a stretch to take them down to the part of town where there are $25 million homes or $80 million homes. And yes, those, you know, $100 million homes, those homes exist. For those of you that maybe haven't seen one, go to the neighborhood. It's incredible. They're the size of hotels. But if somebody lives in a $50,000 condo, taking them to that neighborhood might be a stretch. But if they live in a condo, it might be a good idea to, when you're meeting with them, to go take a drive through a nicer neighborhood where there are some nice houses, homes, where they can maybe see a home that, you know, has a nice garden or, you know, some yard, some land, some property to it. And all of a sudden they say, you know what, maybe one day I could own a home like that. And once they own a home like that, or maybe you sponsor somebody that already owns a home like that, maybe you can take them to a slightly nicer neighborhood. So if they own a $150,000 home, you can take them to a neighborhood where there are $250,000 homes or $300,000 homes, and they might have a pool. And you might want to just drive them through that neighborhood so they can just start to feel it. I tell you what, if you can incorporate more senses than just auditory or written, you're going to have better success. Or if they're driving a Chevy, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Chevrolets, but maybe they have a vision where they want to have a sports car or a BMW, maybe help them go take a test drive. Or give them a test drive, you know, if you have a really nice car, or, you know, they can go drive in your car. But I think incrementally building that lifestyle is probably a whole lot more successful than, like you said, jumping from, you know, making $1,000 a month to $1 million a month is a huge jump.